Baz.
And you are listening to URM.
How have you guys been?
Very well, thank you. How are you guys?
Yeah, we're good.
And we noticed you guys have got a date coming up at the Moods Point Arena here. Are you guys excited for the tour?
Yeah, it's a little meal between the two of us, a nice little date, isn't it, me and you, Tris? In the middle of the arena, a little table I've set out for us.
Special.
Oh, fantastic.
So we imagined being on tour is like a big Freshers Week, and we were aware none of you went to uni, is that correct?
No, none of us really did.
Yeah, James still wants to, but we're not letting him.
So, and he's like 80.
He won't. We're not letting him.
What do you reckon your uni experience would have been like?
No work or play.
Big parties.
Probably the opposite of that.
James would be.
You'd just work.
Drop out here, James.
That's not the way to do it.
What degree would you pick?
I would have done probably history or English literature. One of the two, I don't know.
You got to get the balance right. It's all about you know, going out but making it to the 9 a.m.
Definitely.
I'm terrible with a hangover, so I'd just be like,
wouldn't show up.
Handed an extra.
Oh, fantastic. Well, we thought we want to bring the uni experience to you guys.
Oh, okay.
We've got a little, we like to call it a student starter pack. What do you think?
Sick.
Yeah.
Some URM beer.
We like the cup.
I like
that. Sweet.
There's a tin of baked beans.
You can't get by without them. That'll feed you for about a week.
A blue VK.
James.
And of course, an entire dissertation.
That's very good.
This is actually our dissertation.
Is it really?
Yeah.
It's on toast.
Yes. How good you can spread.
Yeah, I like toast on diagram better.
That's all we've written so far.
It's
not very long, this
diagram. Do you straw pedos?
I can try, but I'm not very good at it.
I've been to university. My brother went to university.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
I visited him a couple of times, and that was a big thing there. Straw pedos.
Are you any good?
No, awful.
Yeah, it tends to just go all over me.
More of a casual drinker.
You've probably got more sugar than alcohol in.
There's no sausages in them.
A sparkling mixed fruit flavoured alcoholic drink with taurine and caffeine.
Mm-hmm. What on earth is taurine?
Keeps you awake at work. Definitely.
If you need that pick-me-up halfway through the night.
That's
I'll remember that when I'm 70 at uni. I remember.
So your book came out last year, it's called Our Story, and we thought that we'd test your writing skills with a new game that we like to call Vamps Mad Libs. And essentially what we're going to do is we're going to get you to fill in the blanks to a well-known story, but to create a slightly different twist to it.
Okay.
You guys ready?
We're going to vamp it up a bit, because you guys are not going to know what the story is until the end.
Okay.
Right.
So I'm just going to ask you for some vocab. Please, could you give me a household pet?
Dog.
Okay.
Yeah.
A vegetable.
An aubergine.
I was going to say that.
An aubergine.
The aubergine.
And then any object.
Free pass.
Ooh. Eiffel Tower.
Yeah.
I like that one.
A kitchen appliance.
Blender. No. Nutribullet.
Yeah.
Good girl.
Very, very millennial there.
That
very
is.
Millennial. A meal.
Steak and chips.
I like that. A member of the Vamps.
Tristan.
Good choice.
He's back.
And then another object. Any object.
Spatula.
I like that.
Excellent.
Okay, so what we're going to do... That was quick. I'm impressed.
I wanted it from the kitchen.
We did this ourselves.
It
took us a lot of time to just think of an object, which seems weird. So we're going to get you to read out a paragraph each, if that's okay. And you can try and have a guess as to which book we've given you.
This might be a bit hard to guess.
Suddenly he sits up and tugs my dog off. And throws them on the floor. Pulling off his boxer briefs, his
this works well.
His aubergine springs free.
That's awesome.
It's good, isn't it?
Holy cow, he kneels up and pulls an Eiffel Tower onto his considerable length. Oh no, will it? How?
Oh, it's 50 shades. Yeah.
Sorry.
Suddenly he grabs me, tipping me across the Nutribullet. With one smooth movement, he angles his body so my steak and chips is resting on the bed beside him. Oh, great.
Sell it, sell it.
Tristan places his hand on my spatula. So I place my hand on my own spatula, softly fondling, stroking around and around with my flat palm.
Hey, well done.
Perfect.
So, as I'm sure you've all guessed, that was from The Vamp's autobiography.
That was
Albus.
Yes.
But you guessed it. How did you guess 50 Shades of Grey?
I've never read it. I know, I've never read it.
That's all I always say.
No, I haven't read it.
Excuses.
I used to put it inside another book and read it on the tube.
If it's on a Kindle, nobody knows what it is. That's what it is.
We also have one more activity for you guys. So we got a bit inspired by your songwriting and we thought we'd have a go ourselves.
Very
we
good.
Need a bit of help on the vocals.
Yeah,
we've made our own student version of Somebody to You. And
right,
we were wondering
okay.
if you'd help us to maybe sing it a little bit.
Or
maybe see what you think of our lyrics.
Yeah,
thank
you. Here we go.
Okay. Yeah, yeah.
I just wanna be working out my degree, and now I spend my loan on alcohol and train tickets. It's hard.
Oh no.
And my modules are tough, and yes, I don't show up enough. I've become that guy, oceans my devotion on a Friday night. Look at my mate, he's sprawling. That sticky cup is calling, and I just come down falling over. All I wanna be, all I ever wanna be, is in a big boy band. Instead of being cold and in a tiny student house, I'm gonna save 9 grand. Everybody's trying to be a billionaire. Should've gone to house and I can have grey hair. All I wanna be, all I ever wanna be, is in a big boy band.
That only took us 4 hours.
Yeah, really? Yeah, only 4 hours.
That's
brilliant.
Good.
Yeah,
very good.
Oh,
I love it.
Very impressed.
I like the 9 grand.